Hello and welcome to the Business Spotlight on WRMJ. We're joined now by Brittany Mills, and she is a realtor with Mel Foster Company. Hello, Brittany.
Hello.
You are not new to the real estate market at all and to helping folks out with either buying or selling their home. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got started?
Absolutely. I am not new to the real estate market. I have been licensed since January of 2015. I chose this as my original and only career path that I have had. I decided my junior year of high school that real estate was for me. And I feel like I was just built different as a kid. Whenever people were coming over to our house, I would always give them a tour of our house. I remember one of my favorite field trips in elementary school was the trip to the Deer Mansion in Moline. Mm-hmm. And just seeing the structure of the house, the different aspects of architect. I have always just been a home lover, kind of HGTV kind of gal, I suppose.
So you can help with the design a little bit too, I guess, if people need your help with that.
I can.
Well, very cool. And it's nice to know that you're so passionate about your work. Now, you moved into a location in June in downtown Aledo, something we similarly did. Tell us about the new place.
I love it. It's so awesome being able to be here in my community and not having to make the commute to Moline or Davenport every day. You know, a lot of people have probably seen me around on my golf cart. I've got the lifted white golf cart, so I'm always driving that around town. And to be able to be in my community, surrounded by people, close to home, and hopefully show the value that I have to offer to the community, I'm really excited about this opportunity.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. Clients come in to see you. How do you make them feel comfortable? Buying or selling a home is such a big undertaking, but you can make that a little simpler for people.
Absolutely. It's all about sharing knowledge with them. So anytime I get a buyer, I'm going to sit down with you and I'm going to go over a step-by-step home buying process. And the same thing on the listing side as well. I have it put down to a little easy to follow chart, step-by-step. This is what to expect. And I think what causes the most anxiety and fear in home sales is the unknown. You don't know what you don't know. So when you have a professional who deals with this every single day, who has been through the process over and over again, I can simplify it. I can explain it in ways that make sense and give you an idea on what to look forward before we even start the process. That way you know what you're getting yourself into.
And that's what I'm confused about. Once in a while, I hear an ad for a company that says, you can do it all by yourself. You don't need a realtor. You never hear about the stories after the fact, though. How does a realtor help in these situations?
Absolutely. Realtors help so much. The biggest thing that I have to offer is the knowledge and the experience that I have. I don't know if it's copyrighted or not, but you know, I know a thing or two because I've seen a thing or two. I've been there. I've done that. And to be able to have somebody to hold your hand through the process to say, okay, these are the homes that have sold in the area, and based off of the research that I've done, this is how much your home is worth. Also, I can go through your home and tell you what repairs are going to make you money, what repairs are worth doing, and which ones aren't. I see homeowners all the time thinking, goodness, I need to do this and this and this, when in reality, those buyers aren't even going to be paying attention to the things that people tend to worry about. So to be able to have somebody help you prep your house. And then the biggest thing is, how much is your time worth? Of course, if you want to be there to set up the showings, you can, but a realtor can sell your house while you're at work, while you're on vacation, while, you know, you're out playing with
life,
the kids.
Right?
Exactly. You're living life and I'm doing my job. So, it's a huge time savings. And then there's the security aspect of it as well. You know, I don't want to scare anybody, but you're letting complete strangers into your house. So why not have somebody who's vetted, who knows what to look for, who's going to qualify these people as well? Because when it's your own home, it can be so easy to, I guess, get really excited about the prospect of a buyer and just wanting to let somebody in because they gave you a call and said, hey, yeah, I can buy it. a realtor is going to verify that that person is qualified to buy your house before we're meeting them at your house.
Something you said really caught my ear too, and that was about knowing what to fix up and whatnot, what's worth your time, because you might actually be able to get the value of the home raised a little bit just by a few simple fixes.
Absolutely. There are certain repairs that you can do to your house that the biggest thing, buyers tend to buy off of emotion, right? Of course, there is definitely concrete things that need to be done. The house needs to be in a certain condition. You know, it has to be in their price range, things like that. But I know what buyers are looking for as they're going through homes. And something as simple as putting a wreath on the front door, making sure your front door is a nice, appealing color. Making sure that the decor isn't super matchy. And I always, the funny thing I always get on sellers about is light bulbs, which sounds so silly.
Why is that?
It's because I've seen it over and over again that a buyer is going through a house, we flip on a light switch, and then you have a soft white and a daylight bulb in the same fixture.
It makes one look dimmer than the other.
It does.
Right?
It does. People look at that and they think, oh, that's kind of weird. And now they're looking up. And what do they see while they're looking up? They see that, you know, maybe your drywall tape's a little old and it's kind of peeling back a little bit. And then they're looking around. And then they pick out every single little crack in your house. Things that people typically don't even notice the first time that they're going through a house. But if you have non-matching or non-working light bulbs, it just opens the door.
And that, you know, that brings up a good point that you can come in, because as I go home every day, there's probably things in my house that I just look past that I don't notice. You've got a fresh set of eyes and you know what can be done.
I do. And, you know, the big thing is I have the same goals as my clients. As a seller, you want to sell your house for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time with the easiest contract terms. I want the same thing for you. So I'm going to go through your house and I'm going to prep you for, okay, this is something that's a great investment or something that just needs to be done. But I'm also not going to give you a huge list of expensive things to do that you're not going to make your money back on.
Well, let's flip the other coin and go to being a buyer. We do know that the Fed has raised interest rates since a few years ago, and it's gone up. So is now a good time to buy a home?
It still is a great time to buy a house. And here's why. Interest rates, they are high compared to the last couple of years. Historically, they're still fairly normal. There are a tinge on the high. You know, if you go back to the 80s, people were paying 18-20% for an interest rate. So now we're looking, you know, they've been in the sixes and sevens for the last couple of months. That is, it's high compared to the last couple of years. You know, when you know your neighbors were getting 2%, 3%, 4%, that's a bit of a sting. So we've had a lot of buyers who have been hesitant to buy a house because they're just waiting for interest rates to fall. But what's going to happen the second the interest rates fall? All of those buyers are going to jump at the same time, and that is going to increase the sales price of homes more than likely.
And I'm not educated on this, but I'm wondering if with a little bit higher interest rates, if the sellers might be willing to come down just a little, knowing that the buyer has to pay that.
Yeah, I have seen. What the higher interest rates did was they stopped home prices from skyrocketing and skyrocketing and skyrocketing, because with interest rates so low, home prices, they increased. So now we have buyers who are, they're a little bit more careful with their purchases. They're a little bit more picky, and that's making it so that there aren't so many people going way over ask price. Sellers, there's still a big pool of buyers, but it is kind of adding a little bit of accountability to those sellers that they need to make sure that they're offering a decent product or else it's not going to sell.
And we just have a little bit of time here, but I want you to talk about the process of, I guess, all the legal things, all the paperwork. That's what scares me the most if I were to be selling a home. Escrow and these other things, you take care of that, don't you?
I do. You know, our purchase agreement, it's a large contract, and then there's the disclosures that go with it as well. There's additional paperwork based off of what loan type you have. So a realtor has that knowledge. A local realtor has the local knowledge of what our contract looks like. I have written so many of these things that I could probably mumble it off to you in my sleep. So
nobody wants to have to read those things.
No. I always suggest you read your contract, yes, you need somebody to be able to explain it to you in layman's terms that are understandable, that you're comfortable with. And that's another thing that we offer, is just understanding this contract and knowing what to expect.
Well, I can tell you, Brittany Mills, Mel Foster Company in Aledo, she's knowledgeable, she's friendly, and I think she can really take that worry off of your mind if you're thinking about buying or selling. Brittany, folks are going to want to give you a call. How do they do that, or can they stop by?
Absolutely. You can give me a call. My number is 309-798-8647. I do have the office on North College Avenue, so if I'm in there, stop by. I have semi-decent coffee, and I would love to chat with you. So there's a lot of different ways you can get a hold of me. I'm on Facebook. If you Google my name, you'll probably find me. I am available to talk.
Ah, she's going to give some peace of mind to you if you're in the buying or selling business with your home. Brittany, thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you. Welcome
to downtown Aledo with us.
Thanks. I'm so excited to be here in Aledo, where dreams come true.
Nice to have you. And for the Business Spotlight, I'm Terry James.